Hey, what's up my people, welcome to the Life and Business Pod Series. This is Kemo the Truth, and my name is Kemo Kemiso Mokoena, the Caucasian. Guys, today I just thought of giving you something, you know, a concept. So it's just a random concept, you know, it's not something like I can say it's gonna be on regular basis. So I just thought of giving you something called Sunday Truth, you know, just sharing some knowledge with you guys that I believe, like, since it's Sunday and you're chilled and you just want to ease your mind and everything. So I want to talk about something today. It's something that I believe, you know, it's very important for us as people to understand, especially as Africans. You know, it's part of humanity, actually. It's part of humanity. So I just want to tell you, like, a short story about my life. And then from there, I'll give you the moral of the story in terms of what is it that I'm trying to share with you guys. So now, let's get to it. You see, I grew up in a family. Apologies for the sound in the background, guys. I grew up in a very, like, poor family, you know, regardless of where I was staying, because, you know, after I used to stay with my parents, I went to stay with my grannies, you know, and then I stayed with my parents again and stuff and all that. We are, like, poor at home, but regardless of our poverty, we were raised through the spirit of humanity. Some people can call it Ubuntu, others can call it Ubuntu, but we're raised with the spirit, through the spirit of humanity. And one of the principles that we were taught as part of humanity was that, let me put it in a way that, in a religious biblical way, you know, like using biblical terms and stuff, or maybe biblical communication style. It says, "Thou shalt not eat alone when everybody next to you is not eating," or "Thou shalt not eat alone while everyone next to you has no food to eat." Meaning, if you eat and there are people around you, like, who needs food to eat to, you have to eat with them. You can't eat alone. Hence, one of the most, probably, let's say, motto or whatever, slogan or whatsoever of Ubuntu says, a person is a person by other people. Like, there's no such thing in African beliefs or with the humanity that would say you can succeed or you can survive alone. You can never survive alone on this planet. So using that principle of saying, if you eat, make sure that everybody next to you is eating too. Also, this reminds me of one of the verses or lines from Jay-Z's song, one of the Jay-Z songs that says, I don't really remember, quite frankly, the exact words, but it goes something like, here we say, you are broke if everybody next to you is broke except for you. You understand? Like, here we say you are broke if everybody next to you is broke except for you. Meaning, even if you have 10 million, but if people around you are starving, people around you are struggling, and you can help them, and you have everything that you have in order to help them, and you're not doing anything, like, you're broke, you're not successful. Because through humanity, we believe that you can only see your success through other people. You cannot just seek success from you. So this means, yes, you can have all the nice things, you can have everything, but we have to see success from other people. We see, like, real success, we see it from the work that you do. Meaning, like your contribution to humanity. So if you live with that principles, knowing that if I become successful, if it happens, I'm the one who made it, I have to share it with people. So back to my story, you know, through that process of being raised through humanity, it happened someday. It happened, in fact, during a time where I was in high school, and it was me and my two friends. Like we had there were three of us, and two of my friends, no disrespect, but they didn't come from the same circumstances that I was coming from. Like our family backgrounds were not the same. Mine were a little bit better because we had a small, shop at home. So my friends, the places, yes, they had their parents who were breadwinners, but in terms of providing certain things, they were not able to get them such things as having money, having a lunch break money, you know, like the money that you can use during lunchtime at school. So they didn't, most of the time they didn't have the money. So I was the one who always had the money. But for some reason, because I was raised through this principles of humanity, I was buying food for all of us. Like I couldn't say maybe I bought them food for 2 days, and on the third day they still don't have money, and I'm like, nah, I'm gonna eat alone today. These guys, you know, are eating my money now. They need to contribute, and now they are not contributing. I never thought of that. To me, it was like, hey guys, are we going to the lunch? I remember one of them used to, sometimes one of my friends used to have some, you know, some moods. We call it moods. You know, they were some having their own moods. So sometimes we'd be like, man, let's go. And then he's like, he's not in the mood of going. We're like, okay, that's up to you. And I will go with the other one. So to me, it was natural. So I was not even aware that I'm literally doing that every day. So 3 years ago, the same friends of mine were talking, you know, when we met, and then one of them was like, Kemo, do you remember, man, you used to be the one picking us up, you know, we buying food during, you know, break time at school, during lunch time at school. You know, we were talking about something, but he raised that issue, trying to prove what we were talking about. And it, in my mind, I was like, guys, I literally, like, I didn't think of that, like, thinking of that, like, to even think that I'm buying food for the guys. Like, to me, it was like, I can't eat if you don't eat. So if I wanna eat, we must all eat. So I didn't even think about I'm carrying their shoulders on me. To me, it was like a brotherhood thing, you know? So the point I'm trying to make is this, that we need to really, really come to an understanding and an overstanding that as human beings, we can never live alone, guys. We can never live alone. We need one another. As Africans, we need one another. We need to unite. And the only way we can do that is for us to be able to know, you know, to understand sharing. You know, to me, in my own understanding for now, I stand to be corrected. Giving and sharing are two different things to me. If you give someone something, like, it's like, you know, it has many ways to give. You can give someone, like you say, you give them, and then they say, if someone is trying to rob you, and then they say, hey, bring your phone, and it's like you give them your phone, you know. And sometimes, yes, you can give someone maybe money if they need that money. But sharing, for me, it has, you know, the most powerful, like it has the most powerful value in terms of how I understand it. Because to me, sharing is, it says, I have and you have. I don't have, you don't have. So if I have something, you have it too. It's like we're sharing it. It's not like maybe if someone's trying to rob you and then you take it. Like, we're sharing it. So we live to share. And we don't just share money. We share almost everything. We share love. We share humanity. We share peace. We share even sex. Yes, we share sex. We share work. We share food. We share everything. Humanity is all up. That's why it says a person is a person by other people. You can't be that person, maybe a successful person, without other people. And one of the ways that you need to do it is to share. If you are the one who made it, if you are the one who made it at home, don't just be the one who wants to be the only one who's recognized and respected and praised all the time because you got the money, the cars, the houses, while your brothers and sisters, your cousins whatsoever are still struggling. To some of us, you are not successful. Because now, we can, like I said, in most cases, we don't just see success from only you. We also want to see your success from other people. Show us your work. Let's see the work that you do. You know, even if you look at the book of Christianity, which is called the Bible, you know, Jesus, some people knew that Jesus has the powers. But if you read the Bible, you can see that you don't see the success of Jesus only based on what he was doing for himself. But you can also see success from what he has done. The people he has cured, healed, raised from the dead according to the Bible, and so on. You can see the work of him. So you can't say you're successful if you don't see the work of your success from yourself and from other people. Because it is two ways, guys. It is two ways. Because you can also even say you're making other people successful while you are not even looking successful, or probably you are not giving any signs of successful to yourself. So it has to balance. So that is why even in the same book, the Bible says, love your God with all your heart and soul. When you love your God, it means you're loving yourself, because you are God. You are the one that created you. So if you have been created by God, then means you are God. You know, because even if you are the child of Makwena, then that means your surname is Makwena, like myself. So I am Makwena because I'm the child of Makwena. So in terms of my overall human creation, I was created by God, and that means I'm God. You know, that's loving myself. And then it also says, love your brother as the way you love yourself. You know, that means what you have, share it with your brother too. If you have love for yourself, give the same love to your brother. If you have pure love, give the same pure love to your brother. That's sharing. That is sharing. That's humanity. So I just wanted to give you that, you know, Sunday truth. please don't take it as if it's a church service or something. But I just wanted to share this knowledge with you guys, to say let us unite and share our success. Let us unite and share our pain, our joy, our achievement. Let us embrace who we are. Let us love ourselves. Let us love one another. Let us put humanity above everything. We come from greatness as Africans. We come from greatness. So all I'm asking is, can we bring back humanity to our heart? We still have it. We have not lost it completely. We still have it. Because for some reason we still have empathy towards certain things. So we just need to awaken the entire, you know, spirit of humanity within us, so that when you see someone else posting their business online, like, it has to be natural for you to share. If you see someone struggling with something and you have anything that you can do or use to help, use it. You don't have to You don't have to be like, you don't have to be a billionaire to help people, to share something with people. That little success that you have, you can share with everybody. Being able to get an income every month is success, you know. So try by all means to say, even if you can see that at least you have something and you can share with others, it doesn't have to be money, but share. Let us all live to share, because we came through a process of sharing, you know. The men, our fathers, they had to meet with our mothers, and then they went to their bedroom and they shared, you know. They shared something, they traded, they made a certain exchange, and through the sharing, I hope some of you can read between the lines. Through that sharing, they ended up creating us. And even them, they came from the same process. So if you came in the form of sharing, because now you share the same, let's say, blood with your mom and your partner, with your mom and your dad, you have, in your body, you have the two of them in your body. There are certain things that you have that comes from your mom. There are certain things you have that comes from your father. So they shared their whatever natural things that they shared, and then they ended up creating you. Now they ended up creating a magnificent being. Now that's what we need to do as Africans, that we need to share our success. We need to share the ideas. We need to share the power. We need to share everything, good and bad. If one of us is going through pain, we need to share that pain so that we can be able to relate and support one another and rise again together. If one of us is having success, we need to celebrate and share that success with them. And sharing is not only monetary, guys. I need you to take out that idea. Love is sharing. Giving love is sharing. Peace, joy, like everything. We share alcohol in the clubs. Like one person can buy, can buy booze for like 5 people, 10 people, can spend that money. I'm not saying it's wrong or it's right. All I'm saying is just because we already have that. So let's just shift the perspective or add, you know, some spice on top of it and say, let us share success. Not only booze, but let us share success. Let us share information. Let us share knowledge. Let us share wisdom. Let us share everything. Because even if you have wisdom, what's the use of having it if you're not sharing it with the people? Like, you're gonna die with it. Our ancestors from Egypt, from Kemet, they had the wisdom, and they wrote that wisdom. They shared that wisdom on the world because they knew that, you know, if it can be written on the paper, it can be lost. So let us put the knowledge on the walls and everywhere, because it's gonna last forever. And they did. So imagine if they kept their knowledge and wisdom to themselves, the same way this new religion has done, whereby it has, you know, kept away, you know, the most powerful knowledge or wisdom that people need to have. They kept all that away from the people. So already you can see, guys, that if you don't live to share, you're going for four. So I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, let us live to share. Let us put humanity above everything else. Let us go back to who we are as Africans, the people of humanity, the people of love, the people of peace. So let us live to share, guys. Let us share. Let us live to share. And we can only share when we are united. So let us unite and share what we have and share our success. Embrace it. Let us do that, guys. I know we can, because we have it inside of us. Let us do it. Let us do it, guys. I love you so much. And we'll talk again, guys. I'm trying by all means to give you one episode a day for now. But tomorrow I'll be giving you another episode. So for now, have a good time. Enjoy your day. It's Sunday Truth. My name is K. Mokim Somkwena. I'm out.